This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 230 for Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly weaker on Tuesday, with speculative long liquidation a feature as traders continued to book profits. Canola up a dollar to down $13, the active months all lower. March down 13 at $962.20 per ton. Improving crop prospects for soybeans in South America and resulting declines in Chicago soybeans were weighing on the Canadian oilseed, but soy oil held on to small gains today, while strength in crude oil also provided some support. Canada's tight supply situation does remain another supportive influence, but the need to ration demand is thought to be well priced into the market for the time being. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, corn steady to higher, and wheat posting solid gains as activity resumed after yesterday's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Soybeans down 8 cents in the March contract at 1361 and a quarter per bushel. Much needed rain in Argentina and Brazil is taking some of the weather premium out of the bean market, although many areas are still in need of more moisture. Any precipitation may be also coming too late in some parts of Brazil, with harvest operations just getting started. 186.4 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the U.S. in December, according to a report that topped trade estimates and marked a new monthly record. The USDA reported private export sales of 239,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico this morning. Gains in crude oil were supportive for soy oil, also helping limit the losses in beans. Corn had held closer to unchanged, settling with small advances. March up 3 cents at $5.99 per bushel. The improving South American weather forecasts were bearish, but strength in crude oil was supportive for the ethanol-linked grain. A rally in wheat also helped underpin corn today. Wheat is up double digits. The Minneapolis spring wheat up 27 cents in the March contract at $9.06 per bushel. Kansas City up 27 cents in March at $7.72 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's also up 27 cents in March at $7.69 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature on ideas the recent sell-off was overdone that left the market open to a technical bounce. Forecasts calling for cold temperatures in parts of the U.S. plains were also raising concerns over downgrades to the winter wheat crop. Geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine are also being followed closely by wheat traders. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.